everyone, and welcome back to another episode of NYY Takes. I'm joined today by me, myself, and I. But as always, I have a question to ask Yankees fans. Are we happy today? It's hard not to be. Yankees just finished off a series win, a convincing series win against the Milwaukee Brewers, scoring 30 runs in the final two games, winning Saturday's game 15-3, Sunday's game 15-5. The offense finally coming alive after pretty dormant few games against Oakland there. They got shut out in that first game against Oakland, that day, that Monday day game on Passover, and then Thursday only put up one run on a Trevino porch job against Oakland. They'd gotten shut out on April 20th by Tampa as well. So it was good to see the offense live up to its billing. Wanted to go through a couple takeaways from this series. Not going to get so nitty gritty into the actual game by game stuff. But the Yankees won 2 out of 3. They're on to Baltimore, who just lost 2 out of 3 to Oakland. So things are looking good. First thing for me is the Carlos Rodon resurgence generally, but also with this game and why I thought it was so encouraging. So Rodon went 6 innings, 8 strikeouts, which was a season high and is the highest he's had in his past 7 starts dating back to last year. He had 10 strikeouts against the Pirates on September 17th at the end of last season. His ERA is down to 2.48 with a 3.48 expected ERA. And the thing with Rodon kind of all season, up to this start at least, had felt like he was not really getting the whiffs and the strikeouts that he would get back when he was in Chicago and back in San Francisco. And it's not like he was doing a great job contact managing. He was getting some lucky outs here and there. And while the numbers themselves were good, without the strikeouts, Carlos Rodon's probably not going to long-term be an effective or anywhere close to like top-end rotation starter. But 8 strikeouts in 6 innings is exactly what you are looking for and what you need out of Carlos Rodon, especially with Gerrit Cole out. But with all that said, Rodon probably going to look back on this contract as too much money, as too many years. But for what he gave the Yankees last year, which was a 6.85 ERA in 64 and a third innings, to come back this season and start off strong and look motivated to really improve upon last year is encouraging. And he goes out there every fifth day. It's not, oh, I trust Carlos Rodon to get the job done, but it's also not, oh man, we got Rodon on the bump, we're in trouble. It feels good to have him out there. I think he's a good middle of the rotation arm right now. If he continues to have starts where he's getting 8, 9, 10 strikeouts, that's going to be encouraging. But until we see that consistently, I still think he's in that middle tier, and I don't think he really has the stuff to be contact managing through games. He's got to find the way to get the strikeouts, and it was very encouraging to see that this weekend. Next thing, and this is more of a revelation from Friday, and maybe not even so much of a revelation, but the bullpen is a problem. With Tommy Canley out, with Scott Efros not being part of the Yankees for the last 2 years, with Jonathan Loaisiga having a season-ending injury, we kind of saw on Friday in that extra inning loss where the Yankee bullpen is just not anywhere near where it needs to be to get through a playoff run, to go deep into this season. And you know, when you have Michael Tonkin coming in extra innings in a save spot the day after signing him on waivers, that is a sign of a totally, totally depleted bullpen that just needs a lot of work. And the Yankees are fortunate that the offense poured on 30 runs Saturday and Sunday where they didn't even need to rely on the bullpen. Jose Trevino actually came in to pitch. But if I've learned anything from this weekend, it's that the Yankees need to have a generational trade deadline when it comes to relief pitching, because yes, Gerrit Cole is due back somewhat soon, sometime in June, but you can't rely on that for the whole season. Marcus Stroman, while showing some signs of being solid, has given up the on pace to give up the most home runs he ever has in his career this year, which is a bad sign. He's 34 years old. His starts can't necessarily be that relied on for him to go super deep into games. Like he'll come in and you kind of know what you're going to get, but it's not going to be something where, you know, you can rely on it so heavily throughout the rest of the year. And I think the direction the Yankees are going to go at the deadline is by loading up the bullpen. And I think it's something that they have to do. I mean, you hope that Canely's able to come back and Lou Trevino's able to come back. Nick Birdie, who, you know, hip inflammation, might be able to come back. So there's some reinforcements coming. And then what are they going to do at the deadline to add on top of this bullpen? Because like I just said, it's not a bullpen right now that can get through any sort of dog days of summer, August, September into the postseason. It's not. Clay Holmes looked nasty on Friday. He can't do it all himself. Ian Hamilton is great, but he is not the guy you want to lean on throughout the entire season. You see it all the time with bullpen guys that they do end up kind of burning out. And leads me to the conversation where people were really upset about Boone not bringing Clay Holmes back out when the Yankees took the lead going into the bottom of the 10th on Friday night after Holmes had a 1-2-3 ninth inning. And Boone said after the game, Clay Holmes is going to pitch in 80 games this year. Why are we trying to put ourselves in a situation in April where we're making Clay Holmes go two innings? And honestly, I agree with him. And there's just no need in April to extend Holmes like that. How many times have we seen Holmes towards the end of the year, especially last season, just lose steam? You know, his stuff doesn't look as good by the end of the year sometimes. His stuff was nasty Friday. He had a really good clean inning. You have a depleted bullpen. Aaron Boone has to work with what he's got. He had already used Ferguson in that game. It's just hard for me to see a situation where you can justify using Clay Holmes for a two inning save in April. It's too much risk involved there. You don't want to burn him out. He then ended up getting the whole weekend off. He's fresh for a big Baltimore series that starts on Monday. So the takeaway is not to get mad at Boone. The takeaway is the Yankees need, that front office needs to get cooking and add some arms to this bullpen, because it is, I mean, it goes Holmes, Hamilton, then it's Dennis Santana, Victor Gonzalez, Luke Weaver, Caleb Ferguson, who's been disappointing so far, Ron Marinaccio, and Michael Tompkins, who they just got off waivers. So the bullpen needs a lot more. You can't blame Boone for not having any options in the bullpen. You can blame injuries, and you can, you know, blame the Yankees for coming into the season without more options. But when Loaizaga gets hurt in the first week of the season, you're screwed. But they're going to have to make it up at the deadline. So that was probably the biggest like mind thing for me that I was thinking about throughout the weekend, and with the Yankees kind of winning games pretty easily. I would say the last thing, and obviously there's a lot to cover in this series. Rizzo hit a couple homers. Verdugo in the four hole was nice. We'll see how long that lasts. Glaber kind of found his swing a little bit. The big thing, and I think all Yankee fans can agree with this, was seeing Judge hit two homers in back-to-back games. And there's been kind of two camps when it comes to Judge's start. One camp is he's fine. He'll end up finding his swing. And the other, and then there's the other camp that's, you know, Judge is injured. You know, he's still dealing with the ailments of his foot injury, toe injury, abdomen injury, whatever it may be. And I think both can be true. I think Judge is 31 years old, had a terrible foot injury last year, had midsection issues before the season started this year. Came into the regular season with less spring training at-bats. Obviously, that takes a while to get a tune-up. But Aaron Judge is going to be dealing with injuries for the rest of his career. And I don't think it's totally unfair to say that, sure, there's going to be times where Judge is going to struggle because he's hurting. But he's still playing center field every day. He's still batting third every day. So as long as he's out there, he's basically saying I can produce. And that's why it was so nice to see him this weekend really just judging blasts all over the place. So you hope that it's not just a Milwaukee thing. He does love to hit Milwaukee. You hope that going to Baltimore and playing in that cavernous stadium doesn't rob a few extra home runs that would have been coming in this hot streak, because Judge loves to hit them in bunches. So it's, we're on Judge hot streak watch, because, if you believe in due, he's more than due. And it's only a matter of time before he kind of figures it all out. The question is this now when it's happening? Are we going to see it sort of take off in the next week or so? And for the Yankees, that would be huge, because Judge was batting 178 up until this point, up until this weekend pretty much, but the Yankees are 19-10 and they haven't even gotten the Judge hot streak yet. So that's what's really exciting too, where if you actually put Judge into the mix and Rizzo starts heating up a little bit and Glaber starts heating up a little bit, it's like, oh, the Yankees were depositing close wins, got themselves to 19-10, and their offense hadn't even picked up. So very encouraging signs from this weekend. Huge job by the Sacramento Athletics, I should say, taking care of business twice against the Baltimore Orioles. Should be a very, very fun series Monday through Wednesday, I believe, against the O's. And I think it's just going to be a sneak peek of, what's probably going to be a very fun summer between these two. It's actually Monday through Thursday. So a four-game series. I believe the pitching goes Schmidt versus Grayson Rodriguez, Nestor versus Dean Kramer, Luis Gil versus Corbin Burns, and then Rodon on Thursday. No one listed for the Orioles on Thursday. So you need to go and do Baltimore. You need to continue this momentum. It felt like on Friday things were maybe getting away from the Yankees a little bit, especially after losing to Oakland on the getaway day on Thursday. So getting back on track, the Yankees have done a good job of kind of getting things back on track. That Toronto comeback was a get things back on track win after they had, that was sort of after the weekend where they blew the game to Cleveland and then went into Toronto, lost a game. So they did it again. They got back on track, and now it's a big series where you can create a little bit more separation against Baltimore. And if the offense is going to continue to stay hot, then they should have no problem doing so. So very quick recap of the weekend, just some general themes, takeaways that I had and wanted to get out there. Big series with Baltimore coming up. And without further ado, go Yanks.